This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. I know there's a thousand other shows you could be listening to tonight. You've chosen this one, and I so much do appreciate it. But let's jump right away. Now, look, I talked to you earlier. And some of you, until I give away the coins, I'm not going to stop. It's really that simple. So if you want a Morgan silver coin, all you got to do is call 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Head over to landmarkgold.com. And they're going to give you a couple of documents they'd like you to look at. And I give them away, too. I've given them away. They're very informative. It's about the coming bail-in. You've heard our friend David Fisher talk about that before. And why would you want to get a silver coin? I mean, they're going to give it to you. So when you need to know what's going on, so you need to know what to do with your money. And don't think that you don't have enough money, because you don't know. You don't know what it takes to create yourself a little safe nest egg, if you would. I don't know where the market's going. David Fisher called the demise of the Deutsche Bank right here on the show a couple of weeks ago. And I got a little faith in him. I got a little trust in him. I think he knows what he's talking about. So just head over there. Give him a call. Write it down, 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. And you get your free silver coin. Anyway, let me get back to this, because this is... When I saw everything that was going on with Trump's taxes, and I just kind of sat back and watched it and watched it and watched, and then I heard an interview. And I know, yeah. See, I listen to CNN. I listen to them for you. I sure as heck don't listen to them for me. Because there's nothing they say on there that I'm really excited about or even care about, for that matter. But when this came down, when his taxes were released, the Dems were like, you know, puppy dogs that you bring home for the first time, right? They're so excited to be there. They're so excited to be anywhere. You know, they're running around peeing all over themselves. And they're all excited about Mr. Trump and I'm just going to drive this home. They're all excited about how Mr. Trump used his knowledge of the broken tax system to take legal advantage of the tax code. Right? He claimed the company lost over $900 million in 1995. Now, with all the audits he's been through, I am sure that is true. Now, for the discussion, the dictionary defines fantasy as a place that is unreal or imaginary or that excites wonder. It's a real wonder, all right. It's a wonder that the hard left gives a pass. Actually, it's not a wonder, is it? They give a pass to all the illegal activities of their electives. And they're right, Reverend Al Sharpton, he owes millions in back taxes. He's been to the White House, twice a month? Nobody ever stops him. Nobody arrests him. Nobody ever seizes his assets. I wonder why that is. He's nowhere in prison. George Soros owes over $7 billion. He flat out says he refuses to pay it. Sharpton says, well, it's a mistake. The IRS hasn't agreed with them. And let's not forget former, Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner? Oh, wait, yeah, but, and then there's Charles Rangel. Yeah, I love him. Really, no, seriously. I mean, when you look in the dictionary and you see the word buffoon, his picture is one of the many there. Right? He belongs to the committee that writes tax laws, that defines tax laws. Yet he had a problem paying taxes. He had a problem figuring out what he should put in his taxes. Democrat Senator Claire McCaskill, one of the richest members of Congress, had a problem doing her taxes as well. Tom Daschle, now he was a Dem's choice for HHS secretary. He dropped out when the media, not the mainstream media, the hardcore right-wing media, pointed out that he didn't, not only didn't he not pay, he wouldn't pay. He was uninterested and unwilling to pay it because he didn't think it was right. If you're a Republican conservative, try that. Let me know how that works out for you. Now, there's, at last count, there was over 40 Obama staffers who owe close to $1 million in back taxes. Now, before you start sending me the names of Republicans who owe taxes, right, save your brain cells, save the atoms, save whatever. I haven't said yet that only Dems do this. I know there's people on both sides of the aisle that do this, but here's the difference. You guys, the Dems, the hardcore left, are the ones that are running around screaming that Trump did something wrong. Now, he doesn't refuse to pay taxes. He's not hiding taxes, at least he hasn't been accused of it. And for those of you who giggle and chuckle, remember, it's the same thing with Clinton. Your response to everything is not when I ask a hardcore Democrat, are you telling me that you truly believe she's done nothing wrong? You know what the response is to me? It's almost verbatim. Well, she hasn't been convicted. Not the question. The question is, has she, if she wasn't a Democrat, if she wasn't independent, and you were looking at what she was doing, could you say out of your lips, is she doing that she's done something wrong? It's very obvious that she has done something wrong. And the response from a Dem every single time is she hasn't been convicted. She hasn't been charged or convicted. Which is just such a joke. But we're going to deal with... I'm just dealing right now with the drooling bunch of Dems who are loving the fact that Trump lost money in 1995. I don't know what that proves. So if I can get you a return from Fantasyland just for a couple of minutes, come back to the U.S., you know, there's many, many, many businesses that when they report to the IRS, they show losses. Why? Because they have great, great accountants. And they take advantage of the legal loopholes, as do many of you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardovite. Cardovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with me tonight. Remember, you know, you can send me an email to joe@therealside.com if you have any questions about the show, topics you want me to take on. Again, put a capital TRS in the top left-hand corner, because if you do that, the capital TRS, it tells me it's somebody's asking for a story, asking for information. Okay? It's really, really that simple. And I'll do what I can to get that guest on to speak about that topic, do some research, find out what's going on with it. More than happy to, because I appreciate the time that you spend with us. I appreciate the time you spend on the air and egging me on, if you would, pushing me forward. I don't know, whatever you want to call it. So I'm talking about how the Dems, you know, they're hanging out in fantasy land. And they're so excited. They're like puppy dogs. They're just so excited about Trump's, you know, between the beauty queen and then Trump's taxes. They're all over it. And what's really funny is there was, who was the one he supposedly had an affair with, Trump? They're saying that she was the one that leaked the taxes now, they're saying. And that's okay. Because not only did she have an affair with him, but she worked for him and she had access to him, and that makes it okay. However, when Billy's sexual assault victims were coming forward, they were saying, oh, that wasn't okay. That it was in the past, and it was Bill, and all kinds of excuses as to why it didn't matter. It's a double standard. I keep telling you, it's not equality they want. I'm going to keep pounding on this. It's not equality they want. It's control. That's what they want, total control. So now we've returned from fantasy land and start looking at what's going on here. The, you know, many businesses, they do show a loss when we're reporting revenue, right? They write off everything. They find themselves a good CPA, which is what you're supposed to do. It's what you're allowed to do. It's illegal. Not reporting, under-reporting, skirting your taxes, refusing to pay your taxes. Those are all illegal things. Hiding income from the IRS. Illegal. Now, somebody wrote me, because I talked about this earlier, somebody wrote me an email and said, well, the IRS is illegal anyhow, so not paying or paying taxes is illegal. Dude. And I said, you know what? You're the kind of listener that scares me. Because I get it. I believe it or not, I know the history behind the IRS. I know the history behind the vote. I know that technically it is illegal. That the vote really wasn't taken the way it was supposed to. I get all of that. But why don't you not pay your taxes and instead in the little envelope send, you guys are illegal and I'm not paying you. And then when you go to jail and you get dragged off, find an attorney that will defend you in effect. See, it doesn't work that way. So you can go ahead and stand on principle, but sometimes you're standing on stupidity. Because until you really have an effort to move through the states and reverse this thing, it doesn't go away that easy. And the Dems had control of all three branches. They're the ones screaming foul on what he's doing. Mrs. Clinton is screaming that what he was doing is wrong. Although she's done the same thing, well, you'll find out in a minute. But she was there. President Obama was there. They could have closed these loopholes in the first 2 years. His first 2 years there, he could have closed many of these. He chose not to. Maybe it was a fight he didn't want to have. I don't know. Remember, they had, not that it matters because they don't really care, but they had total control of all three branches of the federal government. They didn't fix a single tax code. They now say we keep needing to close loopholes, and the Republicans want to keep those loopholes for their rich friends. Well, when you had total control, back in the first 2 years of President Obama's of his presidency, why didn't you fix the loopholes? Maybe you didn't want to fix them. Maybe your rich friends in the 1%, maybe they didn't want you to fix them, so you didn't. You kept it quiet. You didn't make a whole bunch of noise. And let's make a distinction here between the two, right? The Dems that I talked about a few minutes ago, they chose not to pay what they owed. They failed to report the items. They were supposed to disclose certain items, certain issues, certain revenue that they just didn't do. Mr. Trump declared them all. He took the legal deductions. Big difference there. Now, I love this. The Clintons have released their tax returns. Isn't that special? Do you think they, too, avoided paying much higher taxes in many ways? That they keep asking the 1% to pay for more and more and more and more and more, although they don't, because they used the legal tax code to keep from paying it. Of course they did. They'd be morons if they didn't. And she's so greedy, she'll do everything she can to keep every nickel in their pocket. And then the Clinton Foundation, it's a big deal. You know, it just hit before we went, not before we went in the air, but it's been hitting hard that Trump's foundation, that the AG has told them to stop raising money, that they're being investigated. Well, Clinton Foundation's being investigated. The Clinton Foundation has a share of issues. The Clinton Foundation hid millions of dollars. And the Clinton Foundation pays zero in taxes. So every place the Clintons want to go, everything they want to do, every piece of equipment that they want to buy in the name of the Clinton Foundation that they get to use, that they get the benefit from, they pay zero taxes on it. And you're okay with that. Over 80% of their company, money that comes in goes to payroll expenses. 15% on office expenses. What does that leave? It's like an old math class, right? 5% actually sometimes kind of sort of gets where it's supposed to get. You ask the Haitians, that's not true. They're not seeing any of the hundreds of millions of dollars that was donated to get them out of trouble. Right? And it's all within the guidelines of the tax laws. No complaints from the left. Not a one on what Hillary Clinton's doing. With the way the tax laws are written, Trump could easily have not paid taxes, continued not to pay taxes for many years forward. And right now there's no proof whether he did or didn't. He hasn't said yay or nay. But according to the Wall Street Journal, right, you know, that left-leaning paper, or I'm sorry, that right-leaning, the Clintons get a pass. Her Highness Hillary and her husband King Droptrow admitted back in 1996 that they shortchanged the U.S. Treasury. They admitted it. On at least five separate occasions, five separate federal income tax returns. And that was during his tenure as governor. They had to do that quickly, get it out of the way, squelch it, push it down so when he ran for president, he wouldn't have these things on his head. They failed to report a commodity trading profit. They understated their capital gains. They took many improper deductions for interest payments that were actually made by other taxpayers. They stole somebody else's deduction. I want you to hear this. I want you to take notes on this. I want you to be able to tell those Maronis who want to keep telling you how bad Trump is, they're wrong. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. This is The Real Side. I'll be back in a minute. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom. Yes, sir.
We are back. Come on, sit down. No dancing. I love you guys. No, I really do. I mean that sincerely. I mean, and I'm not a Hollywood type, so I'm not sitting here going, oh, yeah, I love you too. Right? No. Seriously, you pay attention. One of you just sent me a clip on something that I think is just wonderful. And basically, how 100% of the Clintons' 2015 charitable contributions. Come on, take a guess. Who do you think they went to? You can guess. Here's the deal. They went to themselves. I'm taking a little detour from what I was talking about a minute ago because I want you to see this. And I want you to tell your friends this kind of crap. Yeah, I'm really irritated about this because I'm amazed at the IQ of some of those that think that this is okay. Well, all politicians lie and cheat and steal. So it's okay. This is what they do. Well, then leave Trump alone. Yeah, here you have two people that were broke. Now, how they went from broke to be worth over $200 million, I have no clue. Again, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. So I want to know how that happened. I want to know how they went from broke to $200 million. I want to know how they can write off millions of dollars in contributions, giving it to their own foundation. Hello? Think about that. Come on, run that through your head. Who else? I don't even know how to get this out. Who else do you know? What other group keeps complaining about how much money that they don't pay? Let me finish my story because I'm going to lose my mind. I'm going to lose my train of thought. And I'm going to lose my mind. Now, remember that the Clintons still won't. They still will not fess up to how much money, to how much they underreported, if you would. They won't acknowledge it at all. And it's kind of an in-your-face issue, right? The first Form 1040 they sent to the IRS after arriving at the White House, they failed to disclose taxable income that they received from a 1992 agreement that released them, you're right, from a Whitewater related debt. Oh, what a joke that was, right? People lost their lives over that. They deliberately lied to the IRS. And that's according to American Crossroads website. The story goes for 3 years in a row. Beginning in 2010, the Clinton Foundation reported to the IRS that it received zero in funds from foreign and U.S. governments, a dramatic fall off from the tens of millions of dollars in foreign government contributions reported in the preceding year. So all these years they had all this money. What did they do wrong? They must have teed off some of these foreign governments. That's all I can figure. But that's not really what happened. They just decided to stop reporting them. They just decided to stop reporting the foreign donations. They're above the law. So this is what I'm getting at. They decided to stop. They're above the law. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse once they get in. Those entries were errors, according to the foundation. And you know when they found the errors? When they were called out. When the right-wing, hardcore, conservative media called them out, all of a sudden, after pouring through their tax returns, they saw that they forgot to enter the foreign government contributions. Tens of millions of dollars. That was to help the foundations work on climate change and economic development through that whole three-year period. Those governments were identified on the foundation's annual update donor list, along with broad indicators of how much each had cumulatively given since they began donating. Now, nothing to see here, right? Move along. Just because we underreported revenue, just because we didn't report foreign revenue, we just... Now, think of all those years preceding her getting ready to run for the presidential race. They reported it every year properly. Let's give credit where credit's due. They reported them properly, right? She gets ready to run for president. All of a sudden, those same donors, those same donations, they can't find. They can't make happen. They forgot to put them on there. All of a sudden, they've been doing it perfectly for 7 years before that. All of a sudden, they can't find them anymore. Right? So, nothing wrong here. Keep move along. A couple more IRS issues that we need to think about. Remember, in 2014, the Clintons has shielded their wealth from the estate tax by, check this out. And it's legal. They took advantage of legal tax loopholes, if you would. They split their ownership of their New York mansion into separate trusts, which allowed the home's appreciation to happen outside the Clintons' taxable estate, saving them hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes. So they saved hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes by taking advantage of an IRS loophole where two of them took ownership of the different mansions. Of the different mansions. Are we there? That's 2014, not 1974. It's 2014, not so long ago. 2008, after Hillary finally released her tax returns, finally, there was a $24 million discrepancy in the Clintons' income reported. Now, the senator, you know, when she was Senator Clinton, right, all elected officials have to report in what their income is, where they get it, that kind of stuff. But when she was a senator, she didn't want to report the income, so somehow she forgot to put it on her discovery form, on her personal financial disclosures. Oh, and they decided to leave it off their income tax, too, just because they didn't want it to come out. When she was no longer senator, they somehow found a miscalculation. Notice I said miscalculation. And then if you really want to hang out in 1995, 1994, the Clintons paid almost $15,000 in back taxes some 14 years after they failed to report profits from Hillary's commodities trading. Right? So I want you to think about this. In the early 80s, right, they owed almost $15,000 in taxes against some profit that they made. Now, that must have been a heck of a lot of profit, by the way. 15 years later, when they're getting ready to run for office or do something, they decided we need to fix this. And they failed to report. They've been accused of trading fraud. And the almost $15,000 in back taxes had no penalties or interest on it. But there's no treatment here, huh? No special treatment going on here. So what I have to say is, think about this. You want to hit your friends right between the eyes with this stuff? Here's the difference. Trump took advantage of tax programs legally available to business owners. He didn't take advantage of his legal right not to pay taxes for 18 years. Because you can carry that much of a loss forward could have kept him out of paying taxes for many years to come. Legal tax loopholes. Yeah, legal tax loopholes that the Dems could have closed if they chose not to. The Clintons' never-ending trail of deceit, contempt. Think about this. Cheating and lying to do anything that they please. Not reporting personal income. Fudging the numbers. Not reporting Clinton Foundation income. Fudging the numbers. In other words, breaking and ignoring the law to benefit themselves. I mean, do you see the pattern here with this particular party or with this particular regime of the party, this particular branch of the, whatever you want to call it? This has now become the normal course of business for these people. Okay, see, I got great people in the chat rooms. Sure, they have a lot of discrepancies, Joe, but you can't prove that they were any intent. So they're completely innocent. I love that. It should be now called the Hillary non-intent law. So when you get caught cheating on your taxes, when you go in front of the judge, just say, Your Honor, I'm pleading the Hillary non-intent law, and the FBI will back me up on that. All right? I mean, that kind of thing. And then you go rob a bank or something, and the FBI gets you, and they nail you, what have you. You could just say, I'm pleading the Hillary non-intent law. I had no intention of getting caught at all, and so... You go ahead and it's just, is this craziness? I mean, we're really to the point where we are out of control crazy with this stuff. And it's literally, there's nothing you can do about it. Except vote her out. Do everything you can to get with your friends, your loved ones, your non-loved ones to vote her out. Make sure she gets nowhere near the White House. We do not want another reign of the Clintons, now do we? Hey, we come back from the break. Let's do something a little more lighthearted. Not that this is a lot more lighthearted. But the University of Wisconsin is doing away with the homecoming king and queen event. In place, we're going to do gender-neutral spirit awards. Oh, really? We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with us. Appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yes, I'm triple tasking. Anyway, thanks so much for being with me tonight. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and being part of the conversation. Okay, so... again, before we run out of time, write it down, 844-715-7311. Yes, I'm pushing these because I don't know how long they're going to be for free. All right? If you just call this number, 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311, you don't have to buy anything. Just give them a call. There's a good chance you can get a Morgan Silver coin. You don't win one. You're not entered into a raffle to get one. Okay? You get one. The deal is you have to qualify. And when I say that, I just want to be very specific about it. If you're living in your mother's basement, you got no money in the bank, and you're flipping burgers, I got news for you. You don't qualify. Okay? And even if they give you that raise to $15 an hour, guess what? You don't qualify. Just so we're clear. Anyway, yeah, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you truly want to be involved in the conversation. Where did I do it? Where did that go? Oh, there we go. So we were talking about, or I was starting to talk about, this is just one of those things that gets me is, and then people accuse me of hating on these people, and I don't. I just don't get why 2 or 3% of the population, whether it's at a school, at a club, at an event, gets to dictate to the rest what goes on and what happens. I think it's wrong. Because we're always talking about inclusiveness, but you realize that you exclude a larger amount of people. Don't you? So the University of Wisconsin-Stout is scrapping a long-standing tradition of honoring a homecoming king and queen in favor of awarding 8 students with a gender-neutral spirit award. School announced Thursday that for the first time in 80 years, it will not crown a king and queen for October's 8th homecoming in order to avoid being held down by the dated gender binary. What a piece of work. So you're buying into this like you bought into climate change. Okay? There's no such thing as outdated gender binary. There isn't. It means, you know, for you guys who think it's a religious thing, and you keep throwing that up in our faces like we don't believe in science, I guess you don't believe in science. You don't believe in DNA. You don't believe in any of that stuff. You must not, because even doctors, you don't see that many you get psychobabbalists. Yeah, it's my word, psychobabbalists. You get psychobabbalists that are willing to speak out on this issue, but even they can't agree, and they're supposed to come at this from the same group, right? The same basic teaching? Well, they can't. It's subjective. They argue with each other. Doctors, however, they're very, very specific on what DNA shows. They don't argue over whether somebody has a, excuse me, if this offends you, you'll have to go somewhere else, a penis or a vagina. They don't beat that to death. Those are what they are. They're body parts. They have a medical term. They belong to somebody who has a specific kind of DNA strand. And I've said this before, and people think I'm not wishing anybody dead. I'm not wishing anything. Here's what I'm going to tell you, though. If they find your body charred beyond recognition, the DNA will show whether you're male or female. Okay? It's that simple. It doesn't show gender. The DNA strand doesn't have cisgender in there, or neutral gender, gender fluid. It doesn't have all that stuff in there. All right? It's that simple. One tweet said, the new royalty program provides an opportunity to not be bound by gender restrictions. Well, why stop there? Why don't we go to species restrictions? What do you think? The new royalty program provides an opportunity to recognize more students who can have a more meaningful role as ambassadors and not be bound by gender restrictions, said M. So I can't be an ambassador for, because I'm a male, I can't be an ambassador for a female. I can't help females out. I can't help out gays, transgenders, lesbians, bisexual. I can't help any of them out, right? See, I can't help them out because they won't let me. And nothing to do with me. It's everything to do with them. They're the ones that feel uncomfortable because they know how I feel and what I feel. You know, it was funny because I spoke to a government group a couple of weeks ago, and then I spoke to somebody the other day who is affiliated to someone in that government group, and I said, so how was I received? And they said, well, for the most part, you were received fine, but there's still 2 or 3 that don't believe anything you said. I said, of course not. And they're not going to because I'm not gay, lesbian, or transgender. And I have a family member who's gay, lesbian, or transgender. So I can't possibly like them. And that's in their own head. That's in their own mind. These are the group of kids that have been brought up where mommy or daddy or family members have coddled them to the point of thinking that if anybody thinks ill of them for any reason at all, doesn't agree with them 100%, then they're being wronged. Well, what do you do in a school of 2,000 And not everybody thinks or agrees together. And a lot of those kids will tell you they do, will tell you that they agree, because they don't want the aggravation. Okay? No, think about it. They don't want to deal with all the nonsense that goes on. They just want to go to school. They want to be left alone. They got enough troubles in high school. Right? They don't want any more aggravation. So I don't know how you know, this is where I say to parents, stop. Stop your foolishness. Just because your son or daughter or whatever wants to do something, it doesn't make it right. Should they hide the fact that they're a gay or lesbian? No, I'm not saying that. Not suggesting that in the least. But I'm suggesting. Now look at this. So they're going to take... They've been doing a king and queen for 80 years. Now to be more inclusive, they're going to simply pick 8 people that are not held down by a dated gender binary. What does that mean? So if I do identify as a male, I'm not qualified to be one of these 8 pieces, one of these 8 people. Is that what it means? Is that discriminatory towards me? And the new royalty program provides an opportunity to recognize more students who can have a more meaningful role as ambassadors and not be bound by gender restrictions, right? She, Emily Asher, she's the campus activities coordinator. She went on to note that all students have the capacity to strongly and proudly serve as representatives of campus, saying that restricting that role to a gender-specific pair limits opportunities, both for our students and the program as a whole. You know, I just did a story last year, 2 separate schools in San Diego that were not that far from each other. One school decided that they were going to stick with King and Queen. However, it didn't matter whether it was gay, lesbian, or transgender in those positions. They didn't care. And another school decided that that was too restricting. They were going to make it wide open at 2 of anything. 2 males, 2 females, 2 transgenders, whatever. It didn't matter. Because they believed in gender fluidity. So, 2 top vote getters, if you would. That's how they do. So, this is proof to one of the chapters in my new book. There are no boundaries anymore. Absolutely not. There are no absolutes. Isn't that great for kids not to have absolutes? Is it? I mean, it's just wonderful. The school announced its decision just 1 week before its 125th homecoming anniversary and will select the 8 recipients of the new gender-neutral award next week. Now, while crowning a gender-neutral homecoming court, it's not widespread practice on college campuses. One Maryland high school seems to have paved the way for UW Stout when it announced Tuesday that it would drop its practice of electing a boy as king and a girl as queen. It's really not our job, especially with the gender-neutral and transgender population at BCC, to tell people that boys have to be kings and girls have to be queens, said Jacob Raines. So is that what we're doing? We're going to go through the dictionary. We'll get rid of all feminine and masculine, any kind of reference to either. Is that what we're going to do now? Anyway, believe it or not, Jacob Raines, president of the School of Student Government, said, who are we to put people in those categories? I'm getting so fed up with these comments, that these young kids who come up. Who are we to decide? We have to decide. We decide who's president, right? We decide who's VP. We decide who our legislators are. We try to. We are to decide what's right and what's wrong. We are to decide what works and what doesn't. And I have to decide to stop talking because we're out of time right now. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks for being with me tonight. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, your enemies, what have you. Send them over to therealside.com. That's therealside.com for stations at times. Hey, have a safe and great rest of the day, everybody.